Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones
Show.
Let's go.
Hello, good morning, and morning, studio.
Morning.
It's going to be a bit of a Groundhog Day segment here. But we started with $2,000 in scratch-offs, and we're down to $150. Lunchbox has done the math on exactly how many scratch-offs we've scratched through the whole process of these $50 scratchers. How much?
If my math is correct,
oh, no.
79 tickets.
We've scratched 79 tickets, and we've lost so much.
That's crazy.
You're supposed to win one in every 2.6. We haven't.
No, we've been winning. It's just
we've been losing. Oh, we went from 2,000 to 1,100. Yep. We went from 1,100 to 600.
Yep.
That's so sad.
We went from 600 to 150. And that 150, we went to 150 again.
Yeah, boom. So right. Now,
boom.
The arcs, it's sort of like the Dow, guys. It goes down, 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 down. And then there's a turn in the economy, and that arrow goes up.
We've been in a recession for since 2000.
Oh, yeah. But then we flatlined at 150, and now it starts going up.
We flatlined
up,
at the bottom.
That's so what you want.
Here's 3 tickets left. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, you get to scratch one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Whoa. I'm in bad luck.
Okay.
You guys have to scratch with a little more pace today, though.
I do.
Do you not want to scratch one, Amy?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, she does. She's itching.
Hand these over. You guys start scratching. I'm going to talk. We have 3 $50 tickets left.
Oh, scratching bigger.
The whole group total put in $2,000. A couple clips I want to play because there have been times we thought we've won big.
Gosh. We're not
going to
do that.
You scratch.
I don't
want to
hear this.
Is this who
Lunchbox
lied better?
Is the slowest scratcher.
He mumbles, too.
So I need him to just scratch.
I'm working it.
You can cut his mic.
My mic's on.
I know. That's why we cut it.
Now it's gone.
Yeah, because he over there is going 82. I was one number away. So we're going to move off that. If you won, just go, hey, I won. Okay? But I do want to play a couple clips
You're going to hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
But I do want to play a couple clips where people thought they won. Lunchbox thought he won $50,000, and he starts screaming, and here's a clip.
$50,000!
No way.
$50,000!
No way.
Right here. Boom!
He was freaking out.
No way. No way. No way.
Bottom left.
Bottom left is 500. 52.
50,000. It's like the second one up.
Yeah, 52, but there's no 52
you don't have
up
52.
Here.
I have 52 halfway across the top.
That's 54.
Right there.
That's 62.
What is it?
He walked off mumbling, I'm an idiot. Okay, so that hurt. And then Amy, just on Friday's show, scratching one of our last tickets, and this happens.
Oh my God.
Amy, don't say anything.
Oh my God.
Quiet. Let me see it.
Oh my God.
Come to me.
No,
don't look at it.
No.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Do we need to go to commercial?
Amy, come to me.
Oh my God.
All of us were shaking. Oh no.
Amy,
don't
do that. Amy, don't do that crap.
What did you think we won?
Say something.
$5 million.
$5,000.
We didn't. We won nothing. Zero.
I was out of breath.
Out of breath. We have our 3 scratchers going with our last bit of money here. Nobody's won anything yet, guys.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
It's so sad we went through all this money. Was the entertainment worth it, though?
For us?
No. You can turn his mic back on.
Let me tell you.
You put in $500. Was it worth the $500 entertainment if we lose all the money?
Listen, it's an investment. If it doesn't work out, sometimes it doesn't work out. When you buy stock, it doesn't always hit. And the satisfaction, I just got a winner of scratching.
Did you scratch the prize yet?
No.
Yes, sir.
No, I did not.
That's my favorite. He's my favorite guy right now.
Satisfaction of scratching, the excitement, the anticipation, every scratch, every time you move over to a number, you have the chance to be $5 million richer. And that feeling in your stomach and in your heart and in your mind, you feel it from your toes to your nose, and it is amazing.
Why are you rhyming?
He's filibustering right now. Keep scratching.
I mean, I'm telling you.
He has a winner.
Amy, is this satisfaction not amazing?
I mean, I kind of get the hype.
Thank you. I get the hype too. That's why I play.
I never did.
Eddie looks sad.
I mean, I'm just have roller coaster of emotions.
Number matches. I'm just looking at your face.
You can see it?
Yeah.
Just in my face?
No number matches, huh?
I'm done. We got nothing.
Okay. Eddie is out of the running.
That's a good run, Eddie. Good run.
Amy? Are you still in numbers, or are you over the bonuses?
I'm on numbers.
How many more do you have?
Three.
God, jeez Louise.
You guys are timid with the coins, man.
This is so terrible, man.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I'll let you scratch mine.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for letting me do that. But no.
I was hoping to switch up the luck, but it just got worse.
Well, Eddie has a negative attitude the whole time.
No, I didn't.
Attitude affects nothing on scratch-offs.
I've gone up. I've gone down. I've gone up. Wiggle my nose.
Amy.
Wiggle my toes.
Yep.
You in?
Okay. I feel rushed.
Yes, we're on the air.
That would be why.
Yeah.
Scuba hates this because he thinks we take too long.
Well, no, you guys do take a little too long for this.
But then we miss stuff.
Who do you think acted better?
Mine was more convulsions.
I thought they both were A+. I'll be honest. I believe them both.
God, man, Amy, I believe, man.
I believe Lunchbox.
Dude, I even told my wife later, and I was like, man, I really thought we won. She was like, you're an idiot.
And Amy kept going, five.
Oh my gosh.
So we thought it was 5 million.
That was amazing.
So then when she said 5,000, even if we would have won that, we'd have been like disappointed because she made us think it was 5 million. Okay.
All right.
Amy, you have no winner.
I'm doing the bonus thingies. This is what tripped me up last time.
Oh boy.
So what did you see, Amy? There's an amount on the bottom.
She just saw an amount, Eddie, and she just yelled.
Eddie, right here.
Oh, on the top.
At the top, yes. It gives you, when you scratch it, yourself a number.
Got it.
Amy. Are you out of the running?
Womp womp.
No winner? Mike, will you check our ticket?
Yep.
Here, Mike, check mine too, dude.
Lunchbox, are you totally scratched except for that one spot?
I have that one spot to go. I don't know how much we won.
Are you sure it's a number?
Guaranteed. It says number 38, number 38 up at the top.
Okay.
Right here in the middle.
Did you scratch the bonuses already?
Yeah, I did that. That's the first thing I scratch.
Got it. So you're going to
scratch? I mean, I start at the top and I go all the way down.
Don't mess with us.
I don't mess.
Don't mess.
I don't mess.
You do mess.
Scratch.
I mess around.
Scratch and don't make a single reaction with your face, and then just tell us. Here we go. He's scratching the
front. I mean, how am I not going to make a reaction?
No,
with my
don't
face?
No,
make
no.
a reaction.
Think of your acting class.
I don't want a bad reaction, sad reaction, because you're at least at worst getting a ticket, $50 back. Let me know when you're done.
Wow, acting pace.
Oh, you know.
Why is he smiling?
You can't even fake it.
Because Amy started laughing
at me.
You can't
even hold it. He started smiling. I mean, he's like a possum eating poop, you know what I mean?
Because Amy looked at me and started smiling.
Here it is. It's our last shot.
Oh, no.
$2,000 down the drain. Lunchbox, can I ask you a question about it?
Go ahead. You can ask me as many questions as you want. I'm here for it.
Are you sure we have a winner?
Guaranteed.
Okay. Did we win more
than $25?
That means we only won $50.
Oh.
Did we win the lowest possible amount that you can win if you win $50?
No.
What?
Okay, so we won more than $50.
Okay. We've seen 75s.
But I know there's it's not going to be much more. Is it 75?
No.
Oh!
It could be a ticket, though, but ticket's 50.
That's 50.
Correct.
So it's not ticket.
It ain't ticket.
Oh, 100?
Hold on.
Okay.
Do you want to hold people over?
Yeah, of course.
They might want to come back for this.
Am I going to smile real big?
I think you are.
Okay.
think you are.
Okay, baby. Okay. You're not messing with us.
I mean, I smiled.
Yeah, no, but you're not messy. This is not a trick.
No.
Okay, and you haven't lied to us about any of the questions?
Never.
Why is he answering like that?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. We're going to play this song first, which is Jordan Davis, Next Thing You Know.
Good song.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky song.
Mm-hmm. And then...
the next thing you know, you'll know how much we won.
That's yes. What I'm saying.
We're going to come back and find out how much we won, and then we'll do the mailbag, which will be a little later than normal. Okay?
Next thing you know, we're millionaires.
Next thing you know, we won $5 million and we're quitting this job.
Come on.
Oh, man, that'd be awesome.
Okay.
How great would that be if they
well,
been...
you said, would it be? So we didn't.
Oh, man.
No, you don't know. You're not. You don't even know what I'm going to say. No. Is that these people waited this whole time, and at the end, we're like, and we quit.
And we just leave it on the air? Okay, it's time for Lunchbox to reveal how much money that we have on this last ticket. We woke up and started scratching tickets again. We started with $2,000. We're down to the last $150. We lost all our money. Lunchbox says it's more than 50. It's more than 75. He hit a winner on the last ticket. He's now going to reveal to us how much money we won on this $50 scratcher. And it's got to be 100, right?
Maybe 150.
We've never had one that high.
Nope.
Of all the 60 tickets, how many tickets?
79, if
I'm
correct.
Of all the 80 tickets, we've not had anything more than $100. Isn't that crazy?
That's ridiculous.
Are we sure they're playing the game right? They're being legitimate?
Yeah, they're legit. They wouldn't lie to us.
How do you know? You think work steals your money from your paychecks.
That's why they do direct deposit. Take a penny out of every paycheck.
Well, we don't know what the lottery's doing at 1 and 2.6.
I believe it.
Okay, here we go. Lunchbox, it's more than $75.
Yep.
Is it more than $99?
Yep.
Hey.
Is it $100?
Let me just tell you guys.
Oh, God. Okay.
The number we needed was 38. Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of my board is number 38. Mm-hmm. And I scratched that prize. Mm-hmm. And it's over two digits.
Yeah, that's $100.
Two digits.
Yeah, that's 99. I just said that.
Okay.
Is it?
It's over three digits.
It's over not. Three? No, now you're doing decimal points. And you know that's true and that doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Idiot. I'd like to see know what a digit is.
Trying to get us.
Yes, no, we're not falling for that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's 100.
We got $100.
Okay.
All right. Let's get more tickets.
We lost $50.
That's okay. We're still alive.
We're on life support.
We're still alive. All right, send him back again. Take the $100 ticket.
How many trips have we gone to the gas station?
I mean, we bought one gas station out. We've had to move to our third gas station.
Should we switch to 20?
No, you don't switch now.
Oh.
Now you sync with the ship.
Okay, thank you. Morgan was in the classroom yelling about, see, I knew we should have switched halfway through the game.
No, I meant that at the beginning.
I think we never should have done this $50
game
anyway.
That's what I was saying.
Because we only were down 20s.
Guys, the big prizes were out there.
Yeah, what's the big prize we won?
None.
100.
We played 80 tickets, and we're down from $2,000 to $100.
But just think about the other ones. The highest prize was like $5,000.
Well, how high is the highest prize if you don't get any of them? The highest prize can be $1 billion. It can be you win Mars. If you don't win it, it doesn't matter.
That'd be cool.
That wouldn't be cool.
That was, you got to pay for the overhead. You got to pay landscape.
How are you going to get there?
Yeah, you got to find other red things to match. Okay, look. We're going to play Morgan Wallen last night. Kickoff Kevin's going to get 2 more tickets. We'll scratch them later, okay?
This is great, man.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Sometimes there are things that you wish you hadn't heard. Over the weekend, I was hanging out with some friends. I excused myself to the bathroom. As I was coming back, I heard my buddies having a graphic conversation about the virtues and fantasies regarding my wife's butt. It bothered me, but I haven't addressed it. I told my wife, and she says she appreciates the respect, and she suggests taking a pic and having her send it to all of them.
What the? These are weird people, man.
What?
All of them.
With a strongly worded blank you attached to the picture.
Oh, okay.
No, but still, okay. Still weird. And I reread that paragraph to make sure I read it right. That's weird. I know it's just guy talk, but it's kind of crappy that it all went down when they knew I was near. I was in the next room. How would you handle this? It feels very disrespectful, not only to her, but to our relationship. Thanks. Signed, irritated husband. It's just bizarre that you're with your boys, and as soon as you walk away, they start talking about getting with your wife.
Yeah, those aren't your boys.
Those aren't your boys.
Like, period.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say get with the wife. They just said nice dinner.
They're imagining and stuff and talking about how awesome it is.
Yeah. Stop. If you have a friend with a hot wife, you never thought, oh, she's
hot.
Yeah,
but you would say that to him, not when he goes away, if it's really your friend.
Bobby and I have never said anything about your wife.
What was the word?
That's fine.
Graphic.
Well, because we respect you.
We respect you a lot. You're a very respectable person. We value our friendship.
We're your boys.
Yeah. We would never do such a thing. What, Amy?
Did you say the word graphic?
I overheard my buddies having a graphic conversation about the virtues and fantasies regarding my wife's butt.
Virtues and fantasies?
Yeah,
what does that mean?
That's what's creeping me out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantasies mean like grabbing it, squeezing it, smacking it. I mean, that's what they mean by fantasies.
They're
guys.
Saying that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're probably thinking, like, what would you like to see that in a bikini? I mean, I bet you it's freaking nice.
What were the things that they would do to it again?
Smack it, grab it, squeeze it. Shake
like a
it.
Bop it. That's what it sounds like. Twist it.
Yeah.
Squeeze it.
Pull
bop it.
Pull it.
This double is what, squeeze.
This I mean, is what I would say, irritated husband. Not cool of them to do anyway. And if they were going to do that and they were your real friends, they'd be like, dude, you got a hot wife. Like, her butt's awesome. And then they would see how you reacted. And it would go from that's not cool of them to do that. I wouldn't send a picture of your wife's butt with any word on it, because they'll just keep the picture of the wife's butt and cut the word off and then do whatever they want. You know,
they're ventures.
You know what I mean?
Whatever, fantasies.
They'll use that for virtues and blah, blah, blah. So don't do that. All I would do is ignore it, but just be careful around those people, because they ain't your dear friends anyway. And don't have your wife get in a swimsuit in your home.
No, never again.
Never.
If you have to go out of town, don't let your boys know.
It's just weird. Guys talk about stuff all the time, but that's just weird if it's some dude's wife. And they only do it when he walks away.
No one talks about anybody else's wife. Like, I've never talked about my buddy's wife ever.
I don't think I have either that way, but...
Like, that's just bizarre in the first place.
It is. But I don't want to put what I do into my response to this.
All right. I feel like Lunchbox has done this.
I mean, it's rolled off his tongue.
bump it, squeeze it, bop it, baby. Hip it, hop it, hip.
Bikini.
Hop, a tip it to the hip, it to the hip, hip, pop. You grab the butt, then you don't stop. Yes. That's the mailbag. I just would watch yourself around them. Don't send a message. Don't send a butt. Move on. That's it. Nothing else to say here. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a dog resort, and it's in Seattle's Lake City neighborhood, and it caught fire. Now, what's in a dog resort?
Dogs.
Bunch of dogs.
I would think, oh, yeah.
So, employees at all the places around saw it, and they weren't going to wait for the fire department because they knew they had to get those dogs out of there. So, PSR Mechanical is one of the places. They started running out of there, into the place, grabbing dogs. There was also a Mexican restaurant, and everybody ran out of that and started to grab the dogs. In the end, they saved 60 dogs.
Oh, wow.
Not a single dog died in the fire. No humans were injured. The place didn't do well. It didn't bounce. You know, it was very chaotic. Yeah. But no humans or dogs died because everybody jumped into action and ran in and just started grabbing all these animals and pulling them out of there. That's some bravery to run in after a dog you don't even know.
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's a pretty big fire. Stanley, you good, buddy? I'm just kidding. For sure, I'd run in. Great story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Final two tickets, Lunchbox, you and I can do them.
Yes. Let's go.
We've been doing this stupid bit for like 5 days.
Forever, man.
It ain't
ups and downs,
stupid.
Ups and downs.
We only have two tickets left. We started with $2,000, gathering all of our money. We're down to $100. We have two $50 tickets.
Come on, guys.
So while you scratch that Lunchbox and don't make any noise.
I don't.
Because Eddie and I are going to have a talk. Uh-oh. And then Amy and I are going to have a talk. But you're going to do that.
I don't get to be a part of talking.
Well, because you know, but you just take forever doing the ticket. And you're always like, missed it by one. But that they do that on purpose. It wasn't like you were close.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
If you win, just stop us, okay?
Okay.
No, don't be sad.
I didn't win on the first one.
Okay. Eddie.
Yo, what's up? Am I in trouble?
No.
Okay.
I do want to talk about money. We're talking about money here with those tickets. You lost $40.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I was in such a bad mood.
Amy, please listen to this story.
I'm listening.
So, you know, I coach my son's 9-year-old basketball team, and I was thinking, like, what would be cool for, you know, like, player of the game, a little prize, something. So I thought basketball cards. They love trading cards. So I go to the store, and I buy two boxes of basketball cards. They're $20 a pop, five packs in each box. $40 total. I buy them. I go home. I pull them out of the bag. It's WNBA. I'm like, there's no way that my boys are going to want like girls basketball cards. Right? So I'm like, all right, let me just go back to the store and return them. I go back. They're like, oh, sorry. It says cannot return. I'm like, what are you talking about? No, you just can't return sports cards. I'm like, do you have a manager, please?
Oh, we have a manager.
Oh, I went straight to, do you have a manager?
But you did the wrong.
Wow. What do you mean? I just bought cards, dude. Like, I go to the store all the time.
But I mean, you made the mistake of buying the wrong cards.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what world do we live in? You go to the store, you make a mistake, and you return it, right?
Yes, for the most part. But there must be a policy on cards because of tricks people have tried to switch cards back.
There is no way that I'm going to make a purchase in this wonderful country of ours.
Okay, stop with the wonderful
country. United States of America.
Go ahead.
Make a purchase and then not be able to get my money back if I don't want that item. So a manager comes. Hey, what's up, man? What's the problem? Dude, I bought these sports cards. I don't want them. Can I please get my money back? No problem. Goes to the machine, scans them. Oh, no, man. It's got a red flag on this. No, it says policy.
You a terrorist or what?
It says policy says you can't return these.
Yeah.
All sales are final.
So there must be something that people are doing to game the system.
Can I'll I talk tell you to your you supervisor?
Do. Oh, you asked for his supervisor?
Yeah, I did.
What?
Yeah, I was going to say, dang right, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
And so he goes, well, what do you mean? I want higher up. Higher up supervisor, even general manager of the store. I don't care. The biggest.
Why did you not look at the cards? And then also, why won't they want a WNBA player?
Well, I just don't think they'd want a WNBA player. I don't think they want a girl basketball player.
Okay, go ahead.
So then he's like, look.
But this is an opportunity for you to show them.
That's true. And did you try to show them?
No.
Okay.
I just try to return my cards.
He knows his team.
So then the supervisor comes. Yeah, can I help you, sir? Yeah, look. I bought these cards. I told him the whole story again. Yeah, it says the policy is that, you know, trading cards, I guess you just can't get your money back. I'm like, there is no sign by the cards that say all sales are final.
But there is a sign that says WNBA. So the sign wouldn't matter.
Well, the box is like, it's really small.
Okay, go ahead.
And so he takes me to the card section. And it says all sales are final.
Oh, there was a sign. You missed both signs.
I missed all the signs. NBA, WNBA, and all sales.
I missed all the signs.
I was so mad though, because like you're telling me I'm out $40? Like, how am I just out $40?
Well, because you didn't see the sign.
I was so upset.
Yeah. So what are you doing with the cards?
I gave them away.
To who?
So another friend of mine, he's coaching a girls team. So I said, here you go. Give your girls these.
Be
these
hilarious.
Cards.
They're worth a lot of money.
Yep.
If there's like one in there.
Are they?
I don't know. I don't collect cards anymore. I'm scratching a ticket though. And Lunchbox, how are you doing over there?
Not very good so far, man.
Oh my gosh. Guys,
it's our last money of the whole deal.
That one girl that got detained in Russia.
Brittany Griner.
Does she have a card?
Maybe.
Might be worth a lot.
Yeah, but Eddie, you wanna know why you can't take cards back?
Please tell me.
Because you can go and you can open the packs and take the good cards out, and then you can seal it back with if you get it hot enough, you can seal the pack back up.
And how would you know this?
Yeah. How do you know that?
It's a pretty intricate process here for you to know exactly what's going on.
He said hot glue and everything. Yeah.
How would you know that?
I just know.
Okay. Hey, I lost.
That's all I'm going to say.
You're done?
My ticket's dead. Mike, you can look at it real quick. But I'm a loser and it's over.
You're not a loser.
I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? That's it.
Hey, we're running out of time, guys.
Lunchbox has the last ticket.
I got 8 numbers to go.
Have you already scratched the bonuses?
I scratch them first, man. They go.
And then you have no winners in the other ones?
Oh, yeah, man.
Why did we do this?
Okay.
Why did we do this?
Dazed and confused.
Yeah, man.
If we lose this ticket with Lunchbox, we have lost all $2,000.
It was just a slow death, man. We get excited. Highs and lows.
No, really, there were no highs.
There was a high when he lied to us.
We never won over $100. Yeah, it was high for a second when he thought he won $50,000. Was wrong.
Right, and then we went low again.
And then when Amy thought she won $5 million and then $5,000 and then didn't.
So highs and lows.
It was sad.
I won $75.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Why do they do that to me?
One number.
How many do you have left?
Three.
Okay, let's scratch them quicker.
All right, you ready?
Here we go. Last three.
Number 48. And we needed 58.
Okay.
All right, we're going to do this for every number.
77. We needed 75.
Okay, and final number?
And we needed 76. Stupid. 53.
No.
Well, that's it, everybody.
We lost
all...
I think we scratched like 82 tickets.
82 $50 tickets.
Yeah.
We lost all that money.
I mean, what do they say? 1,000 cuts to death.
I've never heard that before.
Like 1,000 paper cuts. Death by 1,000 paper cuts.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Man, that was so fun though, but that is
was
why.
It?
It wasn't.
Listen, it is.
No, it wasn't.
I enjoy the process.
But the process, that means there's something coming at the end.
Well, yes. Eventually, hopefully, you're going to get there.
Hopefully, but it never happens, Lunchbox. Well,
but if you give up, it never will.
We lost.
Like Bobby says, if you have goals and you give up on them, they will never happen.
But this is not a goal
you
can affect.
Does that apply to the lottery?
This is not a goal you can affect. You can't affect actually winning the lottery. It's all luck. But we had... I didn't have that much fun.
I did not.
I don't know if I had fun, but I feel I'm addicted.
Yeah, we trauma bonded, and Amy's addicted. So
right.
Trauma bonded.
Hey, guys, I just want to say thank you for going on this journey together.
You're welcome. Maybe in July we do it again.
I'm down. I'm down.
Yeah, because how many did we each scratch? Probably.
Lots.
Just do the math.
However.
Look at the muscles on my finger from working the scratches. Working
however many I did, that's how many it took to get addicted.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Oh, I just wanted to call with a scam alert. Scam alert. I live in California, and here we have PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. I received a phone call today from a gentleman telling me that my PG&E was going to be shut off because I had past due. And he wanted me to go to Rite Aid, and he was going to email me a barcode. Luckily, I heard Bobby, scam alert. Scam alert! And then I called PG&E and I only owed my current bill.
Nice.
Boom. Trying to get her.
That's right. But you know what? You did the extra work to make sure you weren't getting scammed. These scams are getting harder and harder to know if they're even a scam. Every time anybody's anything nice for me, I'm like, scam alert. But that's all right. We're trying to help you not get scammed out there as our listener. We appreciate you. Now, we have two we're going to go through here, and both are from Eddie, which is what's funny. So, Eddie, let's go. First of all, the clothes situation at your house.
The clothes situation.
Right, you were donating clothes.
Yes. So, we were doing spring cleaning kind of thing.
Eddie didn't know which one I was going to because he's got two of them. He's
like, which one are you talking about?
Do the clothes one, yeah.
Okay, so my wife's like, we got a lot of clothes. Let's go sell them. So, I went through my closet. She went through her closet. We went through the kids' closet. And she said, I know how these things work, so only get the good stuff. We'll donate the other stuff, but if it's really good brand name stuff, they'll buy it from us for good money. So we got the good stuff. We take it to the place. They look through it. They're like, call us back in about 30 minutes or come back. We'll tell you what we can pay you. You come back and they're like, we only found about 5 good things. The rest is kind of just trash. So if you want, you can just leave it here and we'll donate it for you. And my wife goes like, what do you mean?
Did they pay you for the good clothes?
Yeah, but it was like
$50. Okay.
And then like, no, we'll take the other stuff. They're like, no, you don't want to take it. We'll donate it for you. And we're like, so are they saying they'll donate it so they could keep it and then make money from it, but not pay us the money they owe us?
100%.
I think they were scamming us.
100%. That's exactly what they were doing.
That's interesting.
Like, we'll keep it. We'll donate it. No,
well,
no,
I guess the difference in this would be you're not being scammed out of anything because you're going to donate those clothes anyway.
No, because they're going to make money off of
it. Yeah. Again, there could be dishonesty, but this isn't a scam. On you.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, but I still think they were being sneaky,
okay,
trying to scam me.
Fine.
Sneaky alert.
Yeah. Dirty dog alert.
Yeah.
I think probably we're going to donate it.
No, man.
Because you could go back to the store, and if they happen to have it up, you could throw a fit.
Yeah, but see, I think they take their chances, and like, I'm not going to go back and check the racks. Hey, that's my shirt.
I think this one, I'm going to side with the store. They probably do donate it. They probably donate a lot of stuff. Yeah. Now, they could donate it and then get a write-off.
Oh,
and save a few bucks that way.
How much do you get from a write-off like that?
Not much.
A little bit here, a little bit there, but every little bit helps.
That's true. The guy's never been more right.
I mean, yeah.
Every little bit helps. So, okay, that is a level 1.5 scam alert out of 5.
Dirty dog alert?
Yeah, so I don't even think they're dirty dogging you.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I had some guys come over to the house. I was like, hey, I need to get my TV fixed. And I think these speakers are old, and I want to buy some new speakers. And they come in and they're like, cool, hooked it up. They're like, this is your new speaker system. Cool. I like love it. And they're like, we'll throw these other speakers out for you if you want. And so I was like, okay, cool. I didn't think much about it. They're not that great anyway. So I go and my friend comes over and he goes, hey, you got new speakers? Oh, cool. I was like, yeah, new sound system. He goes, what'd you do with the old ones? I said, the guy said they would throw them away. He goes, oh, they kept them or they sold them.
See? Yeah. That's what I'm saying, dude. I think all these companies, they talk to each other like, hey, man, this is what you need to do. Say you'll
donate.
The
clothes company got new speakers and the speaker company got new clothes. They switched out our stuff.
Exactly. Dang.
Okay, so that one, 1.5 out of 5 scam alert. I think you're okay. You weren't going to get screwed out of anything. All right, next one.
Man, I got an email. But I got an email on my work account. So I open it and it's from Target. And they say, hey, we've seen your request for your refund. Let us know 2 or 3 business days. We'll process it, but you got to click here first. This is crazy. The timing is nuts.
Did you take something to Target?
I did 2 days ago.
How would they have your work email? Did you write it down anywhere?
No. Huh. No, but 2 days ago, I went to Target. I bought a few things and I was like, oh, I don't really need these 2 things. Went back and returned it. There was even a little problem with the return. So I'm like, the timing is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I see this email. I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. I'm going to bring it to the show before I click anything.
Did you click? Here's the one universal way you can check on an email. Go to the address that's sent to you. Now, if you could pull that up, Eddie, that'd be great because we'll do this experiment on the air. And if you go into that email address and you like right click it and you see where it's actually coming from, not the title it shows you, but the actual address it comes from. If it's like 69ABC123 at globaglobaglobal.com/target, that's fake.
Got you. It says from Target Billing and I click on it and the address is orderhelp-noreply@target.com.
That's probably real.
Well, here's the problem.
At target.com.
Yeah.
I mean, is that not what it says, Morgan?
No, it's what it says, but it's not real.
Why?
I have the same email.
I got it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's wrong.
Bunch of punks.
But why at Target? How can they do the at target.com then?
That's what I don't understand. I almost clicked it too.
So the thing that's different about this one that you have to look for at the very bottom, it says this originated from outside of the company. And typically when that comes through, that's alarming that it's a scam.
Well, yeah, but Target's outside of the company.
That is true.
I know.
Let me look at the address here. It's from Target Billing. Orderhelp-noreply@target. I don't know, man.
Dude, this is a good one.
Their Target scams are getting better because...
Are these the...
Well, they put some bad links. I'll click here for Target credit.
The links do look
weird. I would think that was fake from that. I wouldn't even got to the address.
Yeah.
But yeah, the email thing is not, I guess, perfect anymore. What are you showing me, Amy?
Read that one I just got.
Amy's handing me another one. It's all scam alert. This is from Geek Squad. So Best Buy... Right? Your subscription with Geek Squad will renew today, and $470 is about to be debited to your account. The debited account will be reflected within the next 24 hours. Customer ID, boom. If you didn't authorize this charge, you have 24 hours. Man, this looks so real.
Yeah. Is it real?
Yeah, and then it says click here. And then if you... Yeah, don't respond to the email. The mailbox is not monitored. Can you show me the address it came from? Okay, so that's a Gmail. That would be a fake one. But it looks really real. So the first thing I'm going to say is, look at the address that sent it to you. Mm. Most of the time, until today, it's the first one I've ever seen that looked good.
This is getting ridiculous.
And that one looked good, but then it looked fishy in the links.
Just those weird links at the bottom.
Yeah, it's like, click here for free Target crap. I'm like, wait, that wouldn't be a part of it. That's a good one, Eddie. That is a scam, though.
Dang, dude. And I normally just sit here and laugh at you guys getting scammed. I never get scammed.
I'm going to knock on wood or fake wood.
Mostly Amy. Yeah.
No.
All right, scam alert. She's talking about it, makes it easier. You're not alone. Don't get scammed. And like the caller, make some calls. Make some calls. See if you're getting scammed. All right. Thank you, Eddie, for your stories.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give that scam alert a 3.5 out of 5.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food, everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way. I told you guys, Morgan had a guy reach out and say, I want to paint you.
Like paint her body?
Like body paint. In Titanic, he like makes her get naked and then he paints a picture of her.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You mean like
Paint her. Not body paint her, no. But like paint a picture of her.
Wow.
Right?
Portrait.
I don't know that this is the case here with her exactly. How did this person reach out to you?
So I posted something on Instagram and they commented on one of my pictures. And they said, hey, I really like your profile and your posts. And if you let me, I would make an awesome mural out of it. If you don't mind, one of your posts could be an inspirational muse for an art project I'm working on for a client.
Is this guy just hitting on her?
Yeah, a little bit. I think so. Yeah.
That's my question.
And he tries to say for a client.
This is him just hitting on her, right?
100%.
But I feel like if he really wanted to hit on her, he would say, hey, like, come and I will paint you while you're here.
Yeah, but that's creepy.
Yeah, that's going, he has to would lead up to that. Oh. Like, once they start dating, he'll be like, yes. Hey, can I paint you nude?
Oh, he also told me he'd pay me.
To do what, though?
That I would get paid as the inspiration for the project.
But so, he's like, going to take likeness. One of your Instagram pictures.
Essentially, I'm like the inspiration, so my likeness would get paid for.
But where does he put that?
I don't know, but it's a mural, so I imagine it's going to be on the side of some building somewhere.
Like what city?
I don't know. I saw this immediately.
Does he have any pictures on his profile of other murals he's done?
His profile picture is one, but I have to like go in and accept him as a friend to like see his profile.
Oh, so he's one of those blocked.
No, he's not blocked. I just don't follow him back.
But as an artist, don't you want to showcase?
You should be public if you're an artist.
So public's cool.
This is my question. Do we think it might be a scam?
A scam for what? What are you giving, though?
I don't know. Like, do I give them my information to send me the money and then they get access to my account?
Mm-hmm. Good call.
Interesting.
No. Just because you give them information to send you money doesn't mean they have access to your account. Now, this could be a scam, but I want everybody to realize if somebody goes, I want to pay you, and you go, okay, here's my Venmo. They don't have access to your Venmo.
What? They don't have access to your bank account?
No. You have to give them access through other numbers.
Oh.
So if he were to say, I want to pay you, I'll pay you by Venmo, give me your Venmo name, you're not vulnerable for that. You give everybody your Venmo name.
That's true. Okay.
So it depends how he wants to pay you. Now, that being said, there is a scam on Instagram where it's, I want to use your photos or mural.
Stop.
Wait, there really is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what happens? Like, what happens to these people that fall for it?
Here's the thing. So the latest scam, according to Candy Keen, is people who love her pics so much they want to make them into a mural. Sometimes it's a painting, but either way, all I need to do is accept a check for a large amount, keep a little for myself, and then send them the extra for supplies. Mm. So that's what would probably happen next. So it is a scam, so don't ever accept a check for more than it should be and then send the stranger money. Because what do they do? Is it a stolen check?
I think so.
So they have a way to... So they send it to you, you cash it, then you send them money back, and they did nothing. It was you who cashed the stolen check.
Dang, so you're telling me somebody doesn't want to paint me like one of the French girls?
Oh, you know what?
But try to hook up with you or scam you.
But you should
way, not good.
Hey, you Marcos. Should go on with this and see if they ask you to get the check.
I agree.
We find out.
I would reply and go, I'm so honored. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, wait, I'm going to start typing it. Okay. All Tell right. me what to say.
Just say, I'm so honored that you think I'm worthy of this. I'd love to. That's it. Don't put that's it. Just put I'd love to.
Should okay. we meet for coffee?
No. Because there's not a meeting thing happening here.
Okay.
If it's a scam. And then see what his next move is. And we can update it tomorrow or the next day. If he says, okay, cool, I'm going to send you a check. That'd be hilarious if we know what's coming. Right?
Yeah. Oh,
man, I thought it was a real guy.
Hey, it still could
real
be.
Real artist.
It still could be. He still could be somebody trying to hook up. Because if it's somebody just messaging somebody going, I want you to paint, it's him trying to hook up. You know that's
no chance of him being a real artist just trying to get a mural done.
There's a lot of things you paint a mural of.
Not her Instagram picture.
Not a single, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay, let us know, Morgan. Okay?
I will.
Another thing about Morgan, since we have her here, is that she watched Air, the movie about Nike, Michael Jordan.
The one with all the talking in it?
Yeah, but Morgan called it a documentary. You know it wasn't a documentary, right?
Yeah, but it reminds me of like a make life, like, what do they call them?
Based on a true story?
Make life documentary, where it's like they basically reenact.
Like a biopic?
Kind of, where they like reenact what happened. Because this is basically
Unsolved
what
Mysteries?
Happened, right?
That's what they do in Unsolved Mysteries. Those weren't the real people doing the crimes. it's a movie based on.
I mean, are those true events that happened?
Yeah, pretty much. Although a lot of those conversations, they don't really know.
So they're kind of making that like up.
Yeah,
some liberties.
There's some liberties.
Well, I definitely thought it was real.
What'd you think of the documentary?
I liked it, but I think it got hyped up too much. Like, I thought it was fine and I enjoyed it, but I won't ever watch it again. It's one of those where I was like, this is good. My basis off a good movie is if I want to watch it multiple times.
Oh, I never watch a movie twice.
No, the older ones, yeah, but like new movies? Well, no way.
No.
Maybe you don't love, I don't know. Do you love basketball?
Yeah, I mean, I love sports movies. Those are my, like,
I was
going to
say, maybe she just didn't care much about Nike, or maybe I do. But Amy, you liked it.
I liked it. In fact, I was like, why didn't Eddie like this?
There's too much talking.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you didn't like it.
It was just blah, 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 blah. Yeah, shoot. Yeah, shoot. Yeah, shoot. Like, okay.
No.
That's all it was the whole time.
Shoot.
No. There's a star in the movie and we never saw him. Like, it's so dumb.
Yeah, he didn't ever talk.
You never see his face.
Right.
I know. Like, it was just all about him. But he was never there.
I'm like, what the
He's
crap?
There. You see him. He shows up. I forgot Eddie's the ultimate hater of hair.
I did not like it.
What did you give it, Eddie? You remember?
Well, I don't know.
Rerate it.
I don't remember what I did, but I'll give it a one.
One out of five?
Yeah, man. One out of five hairs.
Oh, I gave it 4.5 out of 5. What'd you give it?
I mean, I'll give it 4.5 too.
You?
I'd give it 2.5.
Okay.
There you go.
She didn't like the documentary, boys.
I really did think
it was.
She
didn't like the documentary.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Did you ever learn how to drive a tractor?
Yeah, I did actually. Combine.
Like how old?
And a small tractor. About 3 years ago, I'm breaking Bobby Bones.
Oh. I meant like as a kid or like go-karts.
Yeah, all that, yes.
Okay,
I drove a stick on a truck, but I didn't work on a farm. There's a difference in farm and poor.
That's true.
I was poor. I didn't work on a farm. Go ahead.
Four-wheeler.
I drove a four-wheeler. I mean, I wrecked a three-wheeler once.
Yeah.
But can you imagine? They had three-wheelers.
Yeah, a lot of people wrecked
those. I dumped it over. They don't make those anymore.
That's why.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
Well, this mom, she's driving down the highway. She's got her 11-year-old twin boys in the car, Jordan and Jermel. And her name's Crystal. She had a seizure on the highway. And her boys, they went into action immediately. The one that was in the front seat took the wheel. The other one was like guiding him like, hey, go over here. This looks like a good spot where you could pull in. And they had tractor driving skills because her fiance would take them out on there and taught them how to do it. And then they rode go-karts. So he felt like he kind of knew what to do or how to handle it. And the mayor of their town like commended them. They were honored. It's just such an amazing story of them saving their mom's life.
That's a great story. I just feel too, when a mayor gives somebody the key to the city, I don't know if that's true or not here.
It's not a key.
But if they give you a key to the city like they do sometimes, you should be able to use that key one time. At any time. And that's not a literal key that opens the lock, but it's like, I'd like to go into the Froyo place and for an hour, all you want. In the city, you get the key. There should be something more than just a hang up.
Oh, you get to have like a party at City Hall.
Okay.
I don't know how to use it for City Hall.
That's weird.
But like,
if you go into the Froyo place with the key opens at 11 p.m., and somebody's got to be ready at all times for that call. Hey, Mayor, I know it's 1 a.m. But I'd like to get into John's Froyo here. And he's got to come and open the door for you.
What about mayor for the day?
mayor for the day, though, what are you going to do? Budgets? Like, in reality, if you get a key to the city, you should be able to open a door. If you're the mayor for the day, then you got to, like, do budgets and
get a meeting.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Okay.
That's all I say. The key to the city should mean something. They'd give away a few less, but you should actually get a key to anywhere in the city and you get to use it for an hour.
Hmm.
Like, these kids, they should be able to use whatever. The trampoline park, key to the city. Ooh, whatever they want. The prize room at school. Key to the school, like when the teacher keeps prizes.
Or override whatever grade.
No, that's not key to anything.
The answer key.
Oh, now she got me. Yeah. He got me. The answer key.
Or the key to the computer.
The key to my heart. Oh, no. Now I got to fall in love. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.